Bolivia is the latest market to open to U.S. red meat. In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, Cheyenne McIndaffer, USMEF Director of Export Services, explains that this is part of a long-standing effort to improve access for U.S. red meat throughout South America.
We are excited about this market opening. So Bolivia is one of the last markets in South America where we didn't have a formalized agreement on export certificates. With the exception of beef to Venezuela and pork to Brazil, the continent is open to most beef and pork products now. Bolivia visited the U.S. 5 years ago as part of their process to recognize the U.S. food safety system as equivalent. Following that visit, certificate negotiations happened on and off through the years. Domestic political receptiveness plus continued pressure from USDA recently helped formally open the market to red meat. Like other South American markets, including Brazil, Uruguay, and Argentina, Bolivia will require some form of product and company registration. It is important that we have a clear understanding of what type of information the exporter needs to provide to facilitate this process. We have provided our initial comments on the registration process to USDA and will continue to work with them as government-to-government discussions continue.
While Bolivia will be a small destination for U.S. red meat, import duties are not prohibitively high, and the market does present opportunities for U.S. exporters.
COVID-19 and its impact on the global and South American economies will especially impact near-term opportunities. However, we are excited to see this access finalized and have already received inquiries from interested exporters. Other markets considerations, of course, include duties. These are not unworkable for U.S. products at 10% for red meat, muscle cuts, and variety meats, and 10 to 20% for sausages and processed products. Bolivia is a beef producer itself, but like other countries in the region, we see opportunities for our high-quality beef at food service and higher-end retail. Near-term opportunities include sausages and other processed items, which will compete with Brazilian imports.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.